It's 39 degrees at 8:56, and time to see what's happening on the commodity markets here on this Monday. For that, we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Quiet start here for leap day. Not much news out yet here this morning. The markets are trading thus here with just some barely changed markets here as we start the new week. Last trading day in February and quickly be into March here, where we'll talk a little bit more about spring weather and, of course, acres numbers here out at the end of the month. But March corn is 355, up a half a cent. May corn at 359, down one half. July corn at 364, down a quarter. December corn at 377 and a half, down three quarters. March soybeans at 855, unchanged. May soybeans at 863, down one half cent. July soybeans at 869, down a penny. November 16 beans at 874 and three quarters, down one and one quarter. March Chicago wheat is up two and three quarters at 446. May wheat at 454 and a quarter, up 2 cents. July wheat at 460 and a half, that's up one penny. Out in Kansas City, March wheat at 444 and three quarters, up two and one quarter. May wheat at 455 and a half, up one and one quarter. And July Kansas City wheat is 465 and a quarter, up three quarters of a cent. A little something different here today with the livestock markets trading new hours. They now open at 8:30 in the morning, so we do have some livestock prices here for you. February cattle at 138.40, up 85 cents. April cattle at 137.42, up 42. June cattle at 126.35, that's up 40 cents. March feeders at 158.85, up 20. April feeders at 159.12, up 27. April lean hogs at 70.37, down 47. June hogs at 80.50, that's down 35 cents. News, like I said, is somewhat quiet here today. The commitment of traders report, at least released on Friday afternoon, once again confirmed that the funds continue to hold a very large short position in wheat and corn, and that offered a little short covering help here this morning, although that is quickly fading here as we speak, with corn back to unchanged. Was up a couple cents here at one point this morning. South American weather continues to look okay. Looks like a little drier trend for central Brazil. They've been a little wet last week. Still not much change for the weather in Argentina. Still looks pretty decent. Outside markets, somewhat quiet here today. We have crude up about 40 cents. I see in the equity markets up just slightly here. Not much going on there. The week does look pretty quiet here. The export inspections out today at 10 o'clock. Otherwise, a pretty quiet week. We will have a supply-demand report out on March 9th, but that's a topic for next week. So looks like we're going to have more of the same here with some pretty tight ranges and just not much on the news headlines here, at least to start the week, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington joining us to talk about the markets here on this Monday morning. Weather-wise, another warm, sunny day here for us. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 58 degrees. Those southwest winds will gust up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight. Chance of rain after midnight, dropping down to a low of 37 degrees. Breezy and cooler tomorrow with rain likely. The high 45 degrees. West winds will shift to the north, gusting up to 35 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, breezy, colder, mostly cloudy. Chance of snow possibly mixed with some rain in the evening, the low 22. Doesn't look like much accumulation, if any, tomorrow night. And whatever we get will probably melt on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies and a high of 36 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.